A front page drama from the American Weekly.
Yes, she's my little girl.
Gosh, ma'am, what's the matter?
I can't help it. I just can't talk about her without crying. But maybe you'd understand if I told you she hasn't long to live.
A mother's heart breaks as she faces the fact that her young child has only a short time more to live. But fate takes a hand in this amazing story. Front Page Drama brings you a dramatic true story from the files of the American Weekly, the great magazine that comes with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. He's just an ordinary man, this Jim Brown. Matter of fact, if it weren't for the denim jacket and pants he wears to work and that peaked cap, you couldn't pick him out of a crowd. But he's got a story to tell, and no one can tell it as well as he. So here he is.
I'm not much, just an engineer on a pretty average railroad train. Not a shiny streamliner like some you see today, but an average-looking locomotive with a whistle something like, well, like this. And I was just sounding my whistle that way one day on the run when my fireman turns to me and says,
Jim, Jim, look over that way.
What? What'd you say?
Ah, you missed it. A little girl standing down there by the back of the fence, waving to us as we went by.
So what? Kids are always waving at trains.
I know, but there was something different about this kid.
Well, just keep your mind on the job, that's all. Something different about this kid, he said. And I didn't believe it. Then. But as the days went by, I come to see how true that was. Every day in all kinds of weather, she was there waving. And then one day...
Say, Jim.
Yeah?
What's the idea? What's the whistle for? We got no signals on this part of the run.
Oh, it was... Well, nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh, no? It couldn't be that little girl, could it?
Yeah, I guess so. There she was waving, and I figured we ought to answer her in some way, so I give it a toot.
And you should have seen her jump and clap her hands. Oh, she got quite a kick out of it. Maybe we could do that every day, huh?
Don't see why not. After all, it don't cost anything. Yeah, that's the way our little game started. Went on that way for months, and other men on the train got in on it. Until that one day. I'll never forget that day. We were on our usual run, same schedule, same everything, or so we thought as our train sped along the stretch of track where we knew the girl would be.
She's right around the next bend, Jim.
Yep. Hey, maybe this time we'll beat her to it. I'll toot this thing before she waves. That'll give her a chuckle. There, now.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah?
Not there. She's not there.
You're crazy. That kid would never desert us. Why, she's been on there rain, snow, and... Hey, she ain't there. She really ain't.
What do you suppose happened to her?
I don't know. Except, well, kids get sick from time to time. You know, measles, mumps, things like that. She'll be there on our next run. Don't you worry, Harry. She wasn't there, not on the next run or even the one after that. Some of the fellas said she'd maybe given us up, but I knew better than that. Anyhow, months went by and the little girl never did appear. Till one day, well, I thought I was crazy, but then I heard Harry say,
There she is, Jim. Did you see?
What are you talking about?
The kid. The kid, look over there where those houses are. Look up on the porch.
Yeah, well, sure, that's her. Let me at that whistle cord. Hey, she saw me. She saw me. She waved back again. Yeah, she waved back and she did every afternoon after that for weeks. But I got to thinking, why was she sitting on the porch of the house? Why wasn't she down by the fence where we always saw her before? So one day after my run was done, I made it my business to figure out which house it was, and I went there. And when I knocked at the door...
Yes, is there anything I can do for you?
Well, I'm sorry to intrude, ma'am, but is it your little girl who sits on the back porch and waves at us as the train goes by?
Yes, she's my little girl.
Gosh, ma'am, what's the matter?
Oh, I can't help it. I just can't talk about it without crying. But maybe you'd understand if I told you that she hasn't got long to live.
Well, what started out to be a friendly call on a friendly little girl suddenly turned into a strangely dramatic situation for this old railroad man to face. But we'll be back in just a moment for the startling climax to this true front-page drama. Now a word about the death that strikes at unsuspecting people without a hint of its approach. Coronary thrombosis, a swift and sudden killer of men and women. Until recently, doctors have waged a losing battle against this menace, but now for the first time, there's hope. This exciting battle against time and death reads like a mystery thriller, yet it may mean a great deal to you and your family. So read The Battle Against Thrombosis in the May 23rd issue of The American Weekly. The American Weekly is the magazine that is distributed with a group of discriminating Sunday papers from coast to coast. It offers an infinite variety of real stories about real people, stories that actually happened, written expressly for the American Weekly by the world's greatest writers. It offers stimulating, entertaining articles by leading experts and dramatic eyewitness illustrations, many of them in full color. That's why the American Weekly is the favorite in more than 9 million families. So start this week to read the Sunday paper in this city that contains the nation's reading habit, the American Weekly. And now we return to our dramatic front-page drama as old Jim, the railroad engineer, stands in the doorway at the little home and hears a mother say...
Maybe you'd understand if I told you she hasn't got long to live.
Why, she's just a kid, that's all. It ain't right that anyone so young should... But I guess you know that. Is she well enough to see anyone?
Yes, I think it would do her good. It's this room in here. Emily. Emily, dear, you've got a visitor.
Visitor for me?
Yes, Emily. Guess you don't recognize me in these clothes and I'm not sitting in the window of my cab.
Oh, it's you. It's you, the train engineer.
That's right, dear.
And you came here to see me?
Why, sure, honey. The boys, all the boys said I should come here. They said they're glad you're back because we had one tough time running this railroad while you were gone, and that's a fact.
Really?
Sure thing.
Oh, gosh, I never knew.
Oh, you all wanted to know where you'd been and all about you, so I come over for a visit. Now, if you don't mind, you and me are going to have a nice long talk. Well, I tell you, I had a hard time talking. Lump as big as this sticking in my throat. But one thing I noticed... That little kid was just as lively and full of fun as if she never knew what was wrong with her. Except I found out before I left that she did know. Well, I talked to the boys in the train, one by one. Guess Harry was like the rest when I told him.
Gosh, Jim, what can we do? Flowers, candy, toys, everything she wants, I'll get her.
It's got to be more than that, Harry.
More than that? What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe another doctor, some time in the hospital, treatments, whatever it takes to make that kid healthy again.
Gosh, that'd cost a whale of a lot of money. We couldn't afford that.
Harry, I guess you're right. But don't forget what you said about candy and toys and stuff.
Oh, of course not. I'll go right up there after we get off the run tonight. And my arms will be so loaded, I'll have to kick in the door because I won't be able to ring the bell. Don't worry about that.
That's the way most of the boys talked. And they were as good as their word. Why, that poor kid's little room was just full to the door with dolls and games and about everything any kid ever wanted. Except one thing. There was something in that room that didn't belong in any kid's room, and that was death. And that kept eating into my mind. And that's how I come to be knocking on the door of the president's office, risking my 20-year-old job. But I did it.
Come in.
Excuse me, sir. I guess men like railroad presidents don't like being called on by ordinary train engineers, but I gotta see you, sir.
You shouldn't feel that way. A railroad can run without a president, but I never saw a train that could run without an engineer. Now, what's on your mind?
Well, sir, there's a girl. Now, this girl, she waits down by the railroad track for us every afternoon. At least she used to, waving and everything.
No, I see.
Well, what I mean is she... can't walk down to the track anymore. You see, she's sick, won't ever walk again. Just a kid, about 9 years old, and she ain't got long to live, so they say, and, well, it's tough, and...
I guess I'm just wasting your time, sir. I can't even say what I got on my mind to say. I'm sorry. I'd better go.
No, wait. I want to hear what you do have in your mind. Now, sit down and make yourself comfortable. Take your time and tell it all to me. Would you do that?
Would I do that? Well, I just sat there and started talking. And he just sat there and looked at me. And then he said something about letting me know. And I got up and left, not feeling too good either. I felt I'd failed that kid, and I guess I had to make up for it. So I went out and got another armload of toys and went over to her house. And I was sitting in her room, and we were talking and laughing.
Go on, Uncle Jim. Show me how the tiger looked in the circus.
Guess with a face like mine, that's not so hard.
You two mind some company around here?
Why, sir, I...
Sit still, Jim. I've got something to say to little Emily.
Yes, sir?
Emily, they've got wonderful hospitals up in Chicago. Doctors who keep discovering new things for a fine little girl like you, why, they do their best.
I don't understand, sir.
Well, Emily, you mean so much to the men on our railroad that we feel it our duty to do what we can do for you. You're going to the city. You're going to have the best care that money can buy. And the money's coming from the railroad.
Yep, that's the way it happened. Little Emily was gone for months. But the next time we saw her, there she was down at the fence by the railroad tracks, face all happy and rosy and waving like in those old days before she even got sick. And what a kick I got out of signaling that happy, healthy youngster again. Yes, sir.
Yes, that was the happy ending to a real-life story, to a true front-page drama about simple people whose kindness made it possible for a young girl to walk again, live again, smile again. Now I'd like to ask you, have you read the current issue of the American Weekly? The American Weekly is the magazine that is read in more than 9 million homes from coast to coast and by the whole family. It's a magazine chock full of features that interest men and women alike. There are household, beauty, and cooking hints, and there's plenty of romance in the American Weekly each week. And there's adventure, science, fascinating facts, and all true. There are beautiful color illustrations, fascinating true stories about famous people, written by the best writers in the world. Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that distributes with it the American Weekly. See why it's become the nation's reading habit.